It's about a man who stayed home as his family went to church to celebrate Christmas.
这个故事是关于一个男人他一个人在家里他的家人呢去教会庆祝圣诞节的这样一个事情。
Somehow, the idea that God would take on a human body, it didn't make sense to him.
Yeah, 就在这时候就在这样的一个背景中呢不知道为什么然后这个人觉得上帝对人的一些看法呢对他来说没有什么意思没有意义。
But as the morning went on, a terrible storm came up, and he saw a large group of birds in trouble.
Yeah, 就在这个时候，在这是早上，就是突然发生了一个很大的暴风雨。And 这个人呢，就看到一大群鸟就在那个就在这个暴风雨中就陷到这个暴风雨的困境中了。
They were seeking shelter from the storm, but they couldn't find any, so they just gathered outside his window.
Yeah, 这群鸟呢，在想办法找地方去避这个暴风雨，这样呢，他们就在这些鸟呢，就聚集在这个人他家外面的窗户门口窗户上。
This man loved animals. He felt a compassion for these birds, but only knew one safe place for them.
这个人呢很喜欢动物对这些鸟呢感到非常的同情他知道有一个地方呢可以让他们这个安全的容身在这样的暴风雨中。
This place was his barn. So he went out to open the doors and gather them to safety in the barn.
这个地方就是他们家的这个粮仓就是放谷物的地方所以呢他出去打开门想把这些鸟儿呢都聚集在他的粮仓中去避风雨。
But they just couldn't understand this idea, so they all stayed frightened, grouped outside his window.
但是这些鸟儿呢，不理解这个人的想法，这些鸟儿呢还是都惊恐的蜷缩在呢，他家的外面。
Just then he thought, if I were a bird myself, I would fly into the barn, and that would lead them into the barn.
这时候这个人想，他说，要是我自己是一只鸟的话。那我就会带着这群鸟飞到我的这个粮仓中去。
Just as he thought this, he heard the church bells ringing, and the Christmas story made sense to him.
Yeah, 就在他思考的时候呢，他突然听到了就是教堂的钟声响起，就突然觉得呢，圣诞的故事呢，对他来说是很有意义的。
Now, as I've mentioned before, Colossians is such a glorifying letter about Jesus.
就像我以前提到的，哥罗西书是一封关于耶稣的一封美好的书信。
We looked in chapter 1 at Jesus being our firm foundation, at him being above all in the universe.
就是我们以前在第一章中看到了耶稣是我们坚实的基础他呢是在宇宙中是最重要的。
Today, in chapter 2, we see that Christ lives in all the fullness of God in a human body.
今天呢我们在第二章中我们会看到耶稣生活在我们每个人身体中的耶稣呢有着上帝所有的丰丰富富。
So this fact is not only important of how we worship Jesus during the Christmas celebration,
这个事实不仅对我们在圣诞节中这个如何来敬拜耶稣是很重要的。
It's also important in how we live our own life the rest of the year and thereafter.
这对于我们余下的在时间对于我们在今后的生活也是非常重要的。
Now this message in some ways, it's kind of a backup or repeat of Pastor Gary's message last Sunday.
我今天讲的信息呢在某些方面呢是对赵牧师上周信息的一个备份也是一个重新重复。
He taught about Jesus coming in human form to give us complete access to come before God.
赵牧师教导呢说耶稣以人的形式出现呢让我们完全的有机会来到上帝的面前。
So maybe this type of message twice is not a bad idea, for the year around, not just for Christmas.
这样看呢，就是这样的消息呢，我们来再讲一遍，也是很不错的。不仅仅是只是对我们当前的圣诞节，对我们整个一年都是一个很好的一个提醒。
You know, some ask about the secret life. What's the secret in living the life of a Christian year round?
有人会问说，什么是基督徒生活的秘诀，在一年的生活过程中？
It's no secret, and God's words reveals it.
Yeah, 这里面并没有什么秘密啊，就是上帝的话就能揭示这个基督徒生活的本质。
So let's read together Colossians 2 verses 6 through 10.
Yeah, 让我们来读哥罗西书的二章的六到十节。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him.Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of God bodily.And you are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and power.
好，那我们也来读一遍吧，就是用中文读一遍，从哥罗西书的二章的六到十节。好，我们一起读啊。你们怎样接受耶稣为主，就当照念错教导的听经听证。
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着别人的意思和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神的旨意一切众生都有情有义的居住在了基督里面，你们在他旁边变得丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
For all that are Christians, these verses might just be reminders of what they already know.
Yeah, 就是对于所有的基督徒来说呢，这些经文可能只是提醒他们已经知道的一些事情。
For those who haven't placed faith in Christ yet, like the man that loved the birds.
对于那些还尚未信仰基督的人呢，就像刚刚那个刚刚提到那个蓝氏爱鸟的那个人一样。
These verses might help give a clearer understanding of what's ahead of them in the Christian life.
Yeah, 这些经文可能有助于帮这些人更清楚的来了解基督徒生活中的这个一些事情。
And these three verses are three aspects that we're going to look at.
在这些我们读到经文中呢，有三个方面我们要来讨论一下。
One,Faith in Christ, two, freedom in Christ, and three, fullness in Christ.
第一呢，就是在基督你的信仰；第二呢，是在基督你的自由；第三呢，是在基督你丰盛的得着。
First, let's look at faith in Christ that we see in verses 6 and 7.
那首先呢，让我们看看六到七节中关于基督的信仰。
Christian life begins with faith in Christ, and the Christian life must continue.With faith in Christ.
基督的生活呢，开始于对基督的信仰。基督生活呢，也必须持续的信靠基督。
This means you live in Christ the same way you received Him in faith.
这意味着呢，你与信仰用相同的方式生活在基督里面。
Now that faith is not simple faith in a teachings or.In circumstances, but it's faith in the person Jesus.
这种信仰不是一系列的教义，或者是在某种情况下的一种信仰，而是呢对耶稣本身的一种敬拜和信仰。
Paul wanted all believers to understand they can't develop in the flesh what was begun in the spirit.
对，保罗呢用这话就想告诉我们，就说信徒是不可能在肉体中得到成长的，那生命的成长是要靠灵带来的。
So, therefore, just as they received Jesus, walk in the Spirit with him in the same way.
对，因此呢，就像他们接受耶稣一样，以同样的方式呢，与圣灵同行。
Now the word walk, as used in the scriptures, has to do with an everyday manner of life that you have, everyday.
对，圣经中使用的行走这个词呢，与你们日常生活当中的生活方式呢，是息息相关的。
Paul knew that they had been taught this, the Colossians. Even so, often further teaching was just reminders.
对，保罗知道，这已经告诉了哥罗西人。即便如此，进一步的这个教导呢，也是有很好的提醒作用的。
Here we see some advice on practical ways of thinking about his reminders.
也在这里呢，我们也可以看到一些关于思考他这种提醒的这些实用方法的一些建议。
Now, such as this idea, we should be rooted and built up in him.
就像呢，我们应该在他里面，在耶稣里面呢，扎根，并得到建造。
Jesus used the same type of reminders in John 15:5. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah. 耶稣那个约翰福音的15:5呢，耶稣也用了一些实际的例子来说明这个。我们要不要翻到那个一起读一下，好吧？那个在约翰福音15:5。约翰福音的15:5啊，翻到了吗？啊，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离我，你们就不能做什么。
So to be rooted refers to the foundation of your life, Jesus, and not founded on your own goodness or works.
对，扎根是指你的生命的基础是耶稣，而不是建立在你的善良和你的这种工作的这个基础上面的。
To be built up refers to your continued growth in the Christian life.
建立起来是指你在基督徒生活中的这种持续的成长。
Paul says, from this type of walk, you will be strengthened in the faith as you were taught.
对，保罗说了，在这种行走中呢，你会在你被教导的信仰中得到坚固和加强。
He also says, don't be fooled by false teaching, but stick with the gospel.
Yeah, 他也说呢，不要被错误的教导所迷惑，而要坚持福音本身的内容。
Stay grounded in Christ and the Bible, so you don't go looking for new teachings outside of Christ.
对，坚持基督和圣经本身呢，你就不会需要去寻找基督之外的新的一些教义了。
To receive Christ is to believe in him and what God's word says about him.
接受基督就是要相信他，以及相信神的话语对关于基督的描述。
To be strengthened in the faith is to remember what you were taught from God's word.
要在信仰上得到加强呢，就要记住你从神的话语中所得到的教导。
So Paul was confident that this type of foundational teaching had been passed on to the Colossians.
就是说保罗呢，他是就是很有信心呢，把这种基础的教学传给哥罗西人。
Just as I would if I moved away because of Jesus, you have this teaching here with Pastor Gary. You have good teaching.
Yeah. 就像呢，就说如果我要离开一样，但是呢，你们有赵牧师可以给你们做同样的教导。
But what you need to do is continue in these views of Jesus and let them regulate your whole life.
你自己需要做的就是继续这个相信耶稣信靠他，然后让耶稣的这个教导呢来规范你的整个的生命。
then what will come of this consistent walk in your life is an overflowing of thankfulness.
对，那么生活中一致行走的结果呢，就是满意的这种感恩和丰富的得着。
We should start every day with being thankful for our salvation, and not just a little thankful.
对，我们应该每天都感谢上帝对我们的拯救，而不是只感激一点点。
And if there's another thing we ought to be thankful for, it's the teaching of the great truths about Jesus.
如果这里还有另外一件事要我们需要感恩的话，那就是关于耶稣伟大的真理的教导。
So one of those great truths, actually in John 8:36, is that if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed.
对，在约翰福音这个八章三十六节中的说的一个伟大真理是：如果圣子让你得到自由，那你就会得到真的自由。
An important part of the Christian life we sometimes forget is our freedom in Christ. Paul is actually issuing a warning here rather than a command. He's saying, beware, watch out.
对，保罗在这里发出的是警告而不是命令。他说要小心要小心。
Don't let anyone take you captive. When you're captive, you're not free. So guard your freedom.
对，不要让任何人把你俘虏了。当你被俘虏的时候呢，你就不是自由的，所以要很小心地保护你的自由。
The Jews depended on many traditions which tended to corrupt the gospel of Jesus.
对，犹太人他们信赖和依靠许多的传统，这些传统呢往往会腐蚀基督的福音。
Let's look at Matthew 15.
Yeah, 让我们来看那个马太福音十五章。
In verse 2, the Jews asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?" For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread.
对，马太福音的十五章二节啊，我来读一下。你们的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。
But then Jesus responds later, and in 8 and 9, he says, "These people draw near to me with their mouth, honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching the doctrines and commandments of men."
那在这一章的第八章第九节呢，基督是这样的回复的，耶稣是这样回复，他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的丰富当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
The Jews strongly emphasize things like dietary law, observance of special days.
对，犹太人强烈的那个。强调饮食的律法和遵守特殊日子的这些事项。
But Paul took care to say Christians are not under Jewish dietary laws or observance of special days.
保罗很小心翼翼地说呢，他说，基督徒并不是受这些犹太这个饮食习惯或者一些特殊日子所限制的。
So we see here later that Paul also warned Colossians to watch out for empty philosophies, high-sounding nonsense.
对，保罗还警告说，哥罗西人说要注意空洞的哲学以及毫无意义的一些说辞。
Empty here means that which is without truth and value to the Christian life.
对，在这里空洞的空洞意味着对基督生活没有任何真理和价值。
High-sounding nonsense appeals to our sinful nature of pride rather than exalting Christ.
对，高调的这种废话呢，会吸引我们骄傲的罪性，而不是高举耶稣基督。
The philosophy that was actually threatening the Colossians was dangerous because it was not obviously sinful or evil.
威胁哥罗西人的这些哲学呢是危险的，因为它不是明显的罪恶或者是邪恶。
It was high sounding and seemed highly intelligent.
听起来很高调，也读起来也感觉非常的有智慧。
There was a philosophy at this time that taught God couldn't have direct contact with the material world.
比如说就是有些哲学教导着上帝是不能跟物质世界直接接触的。
So this implied God himself did not create the world, but he only worked through lesser spirits and angels.
这就暗示呢说上帝并没有自己来创造这个世界，而是通过一些这个就是精灵或者一些天使来做这样的工作。
Paul already set us straight on that back in the first chapter, verse 16, that Jesus not only created all things, but has authority above all.
保罗在这个一章的十六节中呢，直截了当就说，耶稣不仅仅创造了这个世界，而且呢也对所有东西拥有主宰的这个权利。
Interestingly.Often then and now, threats of false teaching come from some groups claiming to be part of the church.
就是说呢，在这个，就是在当时和现在已经发生的这虚假教学的这威胁了，来自一些自称为教会的一些团体。
So coming from what some teachers were saying sounded reasonable and persuasive.
所以呢，就是好像有因为是一些教会的一些人在说的，听起来就可能觉得是合情合理，甚至挺有说服力的。
Even today, most cults prefer to recruit from churches with people who have a spiritual interest.
对，即便是在今天呢，大多数的邪教呢都喜欢you know, 在教会中有这种喜欢那个灵的这些人对他们感兴趣。
Again, don't be scared. You're safe here with the teaching. But it's good to know God's word well in case you move away or you're someplace else.
对。不要担心呢就是你所得的教导是安全的。但是重要的是呢要去听从和随从跟从那个上帝的话，因为你可能会离开这个教会。
Remember, you're not to look at human tradition or basic principles of this world.
对，要记住是你们不要去看人生活的传统和以及这个世界的一些基本准则。
In fact, in Galatians 4, verse 3 says, "Even so, we." When we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world.
对，就是在哥罗西书的四章三节啊，我来读一下，好吧？哥罗西的对我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
You only need God's word to know the truth. That sets you free.
对，你只要记住上帝的话，那么你就得到了这种自由的真理。
So these human traditions refers more to man-made teachings rather than to God's given revelation.
对，人的传统呢，更多指的是人自己所创造的教义，而不是上帝给我们的教导。
The idea of basic principles of this world are basic ways of human thinking apart from God.
对，那个那是这个世界的一些基本准则呢，是只是人类自己思维的一些基本方式，而不是从上帝而来的。
But again, we know from God's word that true freedom is found in Christ alone.
Yeah, 我们从神的话中可以知道的就是只有在基督里面才能得到真正的自由。
It is unfortunate that too many people think the Christian life is about rules and regulations.
很不幸的是呢，有很多的人认为基督徒的生活是完全的关于一些规章和规则的。
In Christ, you're free from condemnation, free from guilt, free from fear, free from sin.
Yeah, 在基督里面呢，你没有 不用担心谴责，也不用担心内疚、恐惧，还有犯罪。
If we look to anything other than Christ for our freedom, we could end up kind of under this slavery.
如果我们向任何别的人除了基督以外任何人去寻求我们自由的话呢，我们往往会被奴役。
Also in Galatians 5:1 it says, "Stand firm, and then do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery."
对，在加勒太五章一节是这么说，就说要坚固的站着，然后呢，不要让自己被这个奴役的枷锁负担住。
Jews and unbelievers alike shared this basic idea of cause and effect, which would be said, we get what we deserve.
对，犹太人和异教徒分享因果关系的基本思想，就是说这是我们应得的东西。
So.When we're good, we deserve to receive good. When we're bad, we deserve to receive bad.
那就是说，当我们好的时候呢，那我们就应该得到好的；当我们坏的时候呢，那我们就应该得到不好的待遇。
Seems reasonable.
听起来还是好像有点道理哈。
But Jesus set us free from that thinking by knowing we're saved by grace alone, not what we deserve.
对，耶稣呢，就是基督让我们摆脱了这种思想的束缚。因为让我们知道，就是说，我们是靠着救恩的恩典，而不是靠着我们的行为，或者是我们所自己应得的这种想法。
So finally, besides being faith in Christ and guarding our freedom in Christ, we're reminded we have the fullness of God in Christ.
对，最后呢，除了you know, 要保守我们在基督里的这种自由之外呢。我们还要提醒我们在基督里得到上帝的这种丰盛的恩赐。
The Christian life is one given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
对，基督徒的生活呢，是在基督里面得到的这种丰盛的生命。基督是所有权力和权威的这个源头。
So Paul's point here is a central teaching to be held on to. All the fullness of God dwells in Jesus.
对，保罗这里的观点是说呢，就是要坚持这个这种中心的教导，那就是呢上帝所有的丰盛都在基督里面。
Every teaching which denied this was a denial of the truth which they had been taught.
对，每一点每一个来否认这个观点的这种说法呢，都是来否认教导的这种真理。
In fact, almost all false teaching like that began some type of denial of the truth that God became flesh and dwelt among men.
对，几乎所有的异端和邪教呢，都是通过某种方式来说，来否定，神成为肉身，并住在我们中间的这个真理来开始的。
Really, all the fullness of God lives in Christ, and that's not just God's character.But his very essence.
对，上帝所有的丰富都体现在基督里面。这不仅仅是上帝的一个品格，更是他的一个本质。
False teachers with the Colossians taught the physical world was evil, only spiritual things were good.
对，哥罗西书的里面的虚假的教师呢，教导物质世界是邪恶的，只有属灵的事物是好的。
But Paul says, all God's fullness lives in Christ bodily, not just temporarily, but permanently.
对，但是保罗所讲的是上帝的丰富在基督的身体里完全的体现，这不仅仅是暂时的，也是永久的。
That's the reason why Christ is head over every power and authority, as he told us in Matthew.
Yeah, 就像在那个马太福音28:16说的，基督是所有权力和权柄的源头。
So, when you live in Christ, you don't need to fear anything because all the fullness of God lives in you.
对，当你这个信靠基督的时候，在基督里面生活的时候呢，你不需要害怕任何的事情，因为上帝所有的丰盛都在基督里面。
This means you've been given fullness in Christ.
这意味着呢，你得到了耶稣所赐予的这种丰盛。
Let's look at Ephesians 3:19.
让我们来看一下以弗所书的三章十九节。
To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God.
大家翻到了吗？我们一起读好吧，这次。以弗所书的三章九节，翻到我们一起读啊。Yeah, 又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
So, Paul wants all believers to remember Christ lives in you and all the fullness of God lives in Christ.
所以呢保罗希望所有的信徒都记住基督在你里面。上帝的所谓的全部呢都在基督里面。
So don't go looking for something you already have. Everything you need from God, you have in Christ.
对，不要去寻求你已经拥有的东西，你所需要的在基督里面都是完全可以得到的。
So Christianity is not simply living out a religion of rules, but it is a person, Jesus, living in you.
对，基督教不仅仅是生活在一种宗教的规则中，而是呢真正的核心是关于这个我们所信仰的这个耶稣这个人。
So as a Christian, if your life feels hollow or empty or unfulfilled, it's because you're being deceived.
作为一个基督徒，如果你的生活感到空洞，没有被充满，那么这意味着你是被欺骗的。
It's deceived by empty philosophy that depends on human tradition and basic principles of this world.
被什么欺骗呢？是被这个人的传统和这个世界的基本的规则，一些空洞的哲学所欺骗的。
Colossians had everything they needed in Jesus, and so do we. We need nothing more.
对，哥罗西人拥有耶稣基督所需要的一切。我们也是这样的，我们不需要任何别的东西。
That's true for the wisdom which is needed to guide us and the sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins.
对，这对于引导我们所需要智慧和为我们的罪得到赦免所做的牺牲是正确的。
It's also true for the grace which is needed to strengthen us in the trials that we face every day.
对，在我们生活中所面临的这些实验中、考验中呢，这个坚固我们的恩典也是非常重要的。
So we can agree with Paul, we're complete in Jesus. However, if it were not that God, Jesus had God or fullness of God, we couldn't be complete.
对，我们在这里同意保罗的看法，我们在基督里面是完全的。如果说基督他不是上帝，那么我们也就不是完整的了。
A key point. We should remember this as a fact to be enjoyed, not as something to work for or to be achieved.
对，那很重要一点我们要记住的就是，这是一个值得享受的一个事实，而不是努力工作可以得到，或者是努力的去实现的一个目标。
So to conclude, the Christian life is marked by faith in Christ, freedom in Christ, and fullness in Christ.
所以来总结，基督徒生活的标志呢，是对基督的信仰，在基督里面的自由，以及基督里面的这种丰富的这种拥有。
Part of the purpose of us gathering is to encourage each other in this Christian life.
对。我们聚会在这聚会的一部分的这个好处呢和目的就是我们可以在基督我们互相之间可以互相鼓励。
Now another reason is to encourage some that may not have come to faith in Christ yet.
另外一个好处就是呢，我们可以鼓励一些在我们中间还没有信靠主耶稣基督的人。
If we love them as God calls us to, we want them to have all the joy and the blessings of a life in Christ.
如果我们爱上帝呢，就要像上帝招呼我们一样呢，我们也希望这些 没有信靠的人呢，他们得到基督生命中的这种喜悦和祝福。
We pray loved ones understand how much God loves them and shows this by coming as a man.
对，我们祈祷所爱的人呢，明白上帝爱他们很多，并我们作为一个人来传递这样的一个福音，传递这样一个信息。
So this is a little addendum.
Okay, go ahead.
This time of Christmas, we're often meeting with friends and other family.
对，在圣诞节的时候，我们经常会去跟朋友啊，还有跟家人聚会。
Let's be encouraged to share with them this joy.
Yeah, 我呢想鼓励大家呢，一起来分享，来鼓励我们的家人或者朋友，如果他们还没有信靠耶稣基督的话。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we have a reason to celebrate, not just this time of year, but all year round, all of our life, that you did come, and you, even though you came as a baby, you grew into a man that gave yourself to die on the cross. Even though you had the fullness of God, you paid the price for our sin. So we pray that we enjoy that we celebrate that, and we live that in our everyday Christian life. And we pray also that we will share that with others and share the reason that we have. It's been said here and others that Jesus is the reason for the season. He's the reason for our joy. He's the reason for our eternal life. We're so thankful that in Him is all the fullness of God. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.